UV light preserving strawberries. How effective is UV light preserving strawberries? Natalia Perez imagines a day when light from a machine takes after a machine resembling a rocket that keeps powdery mold from harming strawberries. Perez, an educator of plant pathology at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, works with a worldwide gathering of researchers concentrating on how to utilize UV light to smother plant microorganisms, as indicated by a news discharge. The powdery buildup is one such microorganism. Perez and specialists at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute and Cornell University, both in New York State, just as researchers from Norway are spearheading the examination, as indicated by the delivery. UV light preserving strawberries had to utilize in water refinement and microbiological disinfection. However, they're not yet used regularly for plant microorganism concealment, as per a USDA news discharge declaring the award for the examination a year ago. UVC had to utilize for sterilization for longer than a century. UVC is as yet used right up to the present time as sterilization for water, air, and surfaces and has to utilize in different enterprises, such as medicinal services, HVAC, and food handling. The component by which UV light preserving strawberries can slaughter microorganisms is through its mutagenic property, meaning it can harm and debase the DNA of living cells production it a powerful antiseptic. The UV light preserving strawberries can break the bonds in DNA and RNA, causing transformations and disturbances of cell forms. After enough UVC introduction, these transformations will make the genetic code not, at this point, have the option to execute crucial cell capacities appropriately. UV medicines applied on more than one occasion week after week were as powerful as the best accessible fungicides applied on comparative calendars for control of strawberry fine buildup, Perez said in the delivery. It is anything but a one-time accident. The preliminaries have been rehashed effectively for three seasons now. UVC irradiation helps to save strawberries. As the story of UV light preserving strawberries becomes widespread, the utilization keeps on expanding. Strawberry farmers feel the strain to convey top-notch organic products. It can be particularly dubious when numerous non-compound malady control choices have demonstrated insufficient against the strawberry's greatest dangers, Botrytis cinerea, dark shape, Calotetrichum acutatum, dark spot, and Podosphaera affinis, powdery mold. At USDA's Agricultural Research Service, ARS, a sans pesticide arrangement is starting to develop in any case. New exploration proposes bright C, UVC, light will control plant microbes without hurting the plant dust creation or natural product set. It is energizing news for cultivators whose coordinated vermin the board arrangements have, to a great extent, demonstrated inadequately. Meeting market demands. Using UVC to control parasitic maladies of organic strawberry product originated from a discussion with USDAR's lead researcher and exploration horticulturist, Dr. Fumiomi Takeda in late 2010 when he communicated worries about impediments to the utilization of fungicides and requirements for elective control techniques, clarifies Dr. Wojciech Janisiewicz, an exploration plant pathologist at the ARS's Appalachian Fruit Research Station in Carnesville, WV. With the advancement of protection from fungicides insignificant microbes of strawberries, he proceeds, the utilization of fungicides quickly develops defensive culture. Effective control. We demonstrated that the UVC dull treatment did not influence dust germination, tube development in vitro, and germination on the shame and development through the style to the ovary, says Janisiewicz. Flowers pollinated with UVC, dim-treated dust delivered natural product not discernible from those fertilized with untreated soil, he proceeds. There were no indications of any harmfulness to leaves on plants with UVC, dim treatment, as regularly unnecessary UV radiation caused leaves to turn earthy-colored. The group was likewise ready to demonstrate that post-harvest illumination and dim treatment could be viable against microbes on organic products that were cut or scratched during harvest or capacity. Outfitted with this data, the specialists at USDARS set out to carry the innovation to cultivators. Greenhouse production for strawberries developed on tabletops in the nursery and other indoor developing frameworks, the group looked for an alternate arrangement. We built up a different UVC treatment device that will mount on previous existing transportation lines utilized for sprayers and collecting helps, Janisievich says. It prompted the formation of PhiloLux Innovation, a blend of UVC, dull treatment and valuable microorganisms disconnected from the organic products that quickly colonize the strawberry plant surfaces. The utilization of the beneficial microorganisms fills in the microbiological vacuum made after UVC, dull treatment cleansing, and simultaneously, gives an extra measure to control the ailments. This model had used in a pilot trial of tabletop-developed strawberries in business nurseries and high passages. The examinations have positively demonstrated promising, yet there's still more to find out about this novel treatment alternative.